And then another week passed. Nothing happened. He was just lying on all those machines. And day 12 arrived and they said to us, they're going to try the second time, but there's no brain function, and they're going to try a second time to see if they can take some more blood, remove some blood of the brain, but then it's going to be over if they can't help. And as they came out, I looked into their eyes and I could see the message. And they said to me, Mrs. McPherson, it's time to phone your husband. I knew exactly what that meant. So I ran to the room opposite ICU and I took my jacket and I put it over my head. I didn't know why I did that. Today I know. You see, when Moses went into God's presence, the glory of God was so great, he couldn't face it. So I fell on my knees. The word of God says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So I bent my knees and I shout out to the living God. And that day, for the first time in my life, I realized what the word of God means when he said he wants people that worship him in spirit and in truth. I've never ever called him out of my spirit, but always out of flesh. And that day, when it came out of my spirit, he answered me immediately, but in a loud voice. Do God still speak in loud voices? Yes. Always? No. But he does. And God answered me right away. And he said, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. And the next thing he asked me, Rita, do you believe that Jesus paid the full price on Calvary? I grew up with that. So immediately I want to say yes. But you see, you know my heart. So he asked again, do you really believe that Jesus paid the full price on Calvary? And out of love and mercy and grace, he showed me Calvary. He showed me my Jesus hanging on the cross. 39 stripes. And I can tell you, it's not the same picture that we see on television. It's a total, total different thing. I could see the flesh coming off Jesus, out of his body. And after each stripe he took for me, I heard something. I heard the voice of God saying, I did it for you. I did it for you. You see, I saw Jesus hanging, but I also heard a father, a loving father, saying, I did it for you. I did it for you. Because sometimes I thought it was for the priest maybe, or the pastor. No. I did it for you as well. And then God spoke to me. I cried. I said, Lord, please, can't be for me. Do you know who I am? I'm so full of sin. He said, yes. That's why I did it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, for those who believe in him not to perish, but to have everlasting life. And as for the first time in my life, I realized what happened on Calvary. And the moment when he cried out and he said, it's done. It's all done. I saw how the curtain, the veil, opened. But from heaven to earth, it opened up. And as the veil opened up, I saw my spirit something very strange. I saw, it was a picture like the tabernacle, the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. And there in the holy place, I could hear the voice of God crying out to me, come in, my child, come into my presence. the price has been paid. And as I entered, I was on the outer court. And in the Word of God, you will see that he said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that is the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. And as I was standing on the outer court, he said to me, you have to enter, my child. You have to take off all those masks that you are wearing. All your tasks, all your striving, does not impress me at all. I want your life. And I said, Lord, but you have my heart for so many years. He said, I'm not interested in your heart. I want your life. Leave everything behind and follow me. And as I entered into the holy place, I saw a huge bath, and that bath was full of his blood. The Jewish bride also go into a bath. They call it the mikveh. When you enter there, you're holy. You're holy when you're finished. And that's the blood of Jesus. You can tell me, but do you know what sins I had? Do you know who I am? Jesus says, yes, I know everything. But the blood of Jesus sets you free. You have to enter. And then he said to me, I have to fill you with my spirit, Rita. I said, Lord, but for how many years have I asked you in church to fill me with your spirit? He said, I couldn't, because you were full with your pride. You were filled with your pride. You have to die in yourself so that I can fill you with my pride, with my spirit. And as he filled me, he took me into the Holy of Holies. And there I found the most precious love that you will ever find. You will never find that love on earth. Love, grace, mercy, peace. That's all there. And as I was standing there, he said to me, are you willing to offer your child to me? For 10 years, he was my only son. He was my only child. And that was so hard when God spoke to me and said, are you willing to give him to me? I couldn't. I just couldn't. He gave me the scripture right there and then in Genesis 22, where he spoke to Abram and he said, for God himself said to Abram, you have to offer your child. And then God gave me the scripture in Matthew where he says, for all of you that loves your sons and your daughters more than me, you're not welcome. I realized he was talking about me. Anything that you put before God is an idol. He wants to be your everything. He's a jealous God. And then I said, yes, Lord, I'm willing. And the moment I said yes, I felt a light all over me. And I realized I'm in the throne room of the mighty God. And that light, today I know what that is. I didn't know then. Today I can tell you, it is the Shekinah glory. It's the glory of the living God. And that glory surrounded me. It was peace. It was love. It was grace. It was mercy. For me, yes. And that is what I've strived for all my life. And I didn't know how to get it. You see, you just have to die so that he can take you and fill you. It's one thing to die with him, but it's another thing to live with him. And that's why I said he's the way, the truth, and the life. If you go into his presence, if you're getting one with him, you will also have the life and life in abundance. And you'll have the power. The Word of God says the kingdom of God is not about words, but about power. You'll have that in his presence.